eat it, kideisha yerchu anofim harbi, in order that he'll have a good appetite. So when he goes down to the field to pull off the grapes, he'll want to eat a lot of grapes. So you see, this is muta. So Gemara says, liach shure gavro loikim miboylon. If it's a question of making the gavro, the person fit, that for sure is muta. In other words, to make him eat other things before, that it's allowed. But kikum miboylon, when is my shayla liach shure perimai? Here it's worth, because here you're fixing up the pre itself. So that also muta. This is still the shayla. Smur says, Toshma coming here. It says, Poyalin workers, Oichlen anovim, Barosh, Umniyos. They're allowed to eat the grapes that are on top of each row. Rashi says, Rosh, Eshurus, Hakerim. Those the good grapes. Ubulvan, Shelo, Yahavev, Bor. But providing the worker is not allowed to first roast it in fire. So you see clearly that's also, the Havaminer is, it's also because it's called anovim, Badover Achar. Gemara says, no, maybe here there's no proof. I'll tell you, Hosu, Mishum Ebitu Melocha. Here it's a problem that the Poel is stopping to do work. While he has to go roast it, he's not working, so that's why it's Hosu. Says, so, Kikum Miboylon, where is our Shiloh? Hecha Diiko Ishto Yobonov. When he has a wife and children, and like Rashi says, that they are not hired to work. So therefore, they're allowed to roast the food. So in such a case, when the balabos, the worker, pulls off the food and now gives it to his wife to roast it, that's the question, is it mutter or rosa? So Mar says, Toshima, come in here, I'll bring another proof. It says, lo yahavev v'or v'yoichel. You're not allowed to roast the food and eat it. V'lo yichmor badomo. You're not allowed to warm it up in the ground. V'yoichel. And v'lo yafrech agav yestela. You can't like break it on top of stones. V'yoichel and eat it. Ella, rather, how are you supposed to do it? Mefarech al yad ayad means break it by, Rashi says, miyad liyad, by throwing it from hand to hand. That's the way you're allowed to eat the wheat. V'yoichel. So who you see here, it says clearly, lo yahavev, you're not allowed to roast it. So Gemara says again, I'll tell you, hosse mishrim bitum locha. Here also, again, it could be talking about where he doesn't have a wife, or at least the wife is working also. So here it's a shayla of bitum locha. And the Gemara says, hochi nami mistav, this is the svar also. So that's nissa of bitum malach here, because these salka daitach mishum etuki per. If you want to say the avamina is like we're thinking, because you're making the peris taste sweet, so that's called like anovim v'dover achar. If so, my metuki per ika. If so, like sela, my metuki per ika. When you're cracking it on a stone, what's wrong with that? What does a stone do? How does a stone make it sweeter? So Mora says yes. It's not possible that it doesn't make it a little bit sweeter. So since the stone makes it a little bit sweeter, maybe that's why it's also. So therefore, again, you have no proof. It's talking about Mishum Bitum Malacha, but I call upon him, it could be talking about Bitum Malacha. So therefore, we have no proof for our first Shiloh if Hibavah is called Anovim Vadovaracha. Gemara says, Toshma, come in here. It says, Poyalim, show you Oidrim Betainim. If you have
the workers were working by the fig tree. Or else the goydrim bit tomorrow. These are all lotions of cutting off the fruits. So by etainim it's called oydrim, by tomorrow by figs it's called the goydrim, or boitrim by anovim, that's called pulling off the grapes, or moiskim by zaitzim or pulling off the olives. So if you have workers working, this is called the gemar malacha. So the locha is harei elu oichlen upturin. These workers are allowed to eat the fruit, and the potter from taking off trumas and maestros. Shehatoira zichso lehem. Because the Torah gave them a heta, the Torah says they're allowed to eat it, like we'll see later on, therefore it's not called kvas lemaisa. But it says though, bepitam lo yechlu, but they're not allowed to eat it with their bread, elim ken not lo rishus me balabais, unless the balabos gave them special permission to eat it with bread, but otherwise it's called anovim v'dover achar. Now it also says, for lo yispois b'melech v'yoichel, and you're not allowed to dip it into salt and eat it. So here you see, salt is also, so here that's the same thing as roasting it. So Gemara says, no. Melech v'adai kandovim v'dover achadami. I'll tell you, salt, that's for sure considered like grapes and something else. And therefore, v'lo yaspois b'melech v'yoichel, you're not allowed to dip it into salt and eat it. And achnami, that for sure is also. But our shalur is, well, you're not taking the grapes or fruit and eating it with something else. You're only roasting it first. So that's still a shaila, is that mutter or rosa? Now the Gemara says, that you just said, that you're not allowed to dip it into salt and eat it, or a minute, I have a question. It says, if you hired a worker, that's just to dig there or to pull out the roots, so it's not called an avoider by the Gemara Melocha, therefore, these workers have no head to eat from the fruits. Sochro liftsar, let's say you hired him to cut off the fruits, or else sochro lamasek limsoy to pull off the olives, sochro lulka to pick off the fruits, hareze oichel, then the poil is allowed to eat from the fruits, b'shas is doing it, o potter, and is also potter from trumas amaisos. Why? Shatay rozichtolhem, because the Torah gave him head to teat, therefore it's not called kavas lamaisa. What's going to be the kotzatz? Let's say Rashi says v'hisnim balabais amnash oichol hevelay kemekach. Let's say the balabos gives him special permission to eat it, and like it's taken off from his pay, so therefore this is considered a little bit like a mekach. It's called like I'm selling it to you. So now achas yoichol. So the poil is allowed to eat one at a time, and he's still potter from eiser. But shtayim loy, but he's not allowed to eat two at a time. Rashi says the shtayim mechimata lumilsa the chashivusa kugoyin ketzitzas or mekach chalalai Hashem gurin. It's called like a gurin, and therefore, like now, at least with the rabbanon it's also needed before you take off your trumas and maisos. And it also says lo yoichal v'seifes shtayim lo yoichal. Now v'seifes b'melach v'yoichal, but it says you're allowed to dip it into salt and eat it. That's what this brisa says. Now ahai. Where is this last halacha that it says you light a dip the peiris into salt? On which case is it going? Ilay mo'as seifa, if it's going on the seifa where you made up with the Baal HaBos special permission to use it. So then, kivon the kotzatz, kol heicha de boi leichel. If you made up special permission with the Baal HaBos, so pshiti, you can eat it any way you want. That's not the head of HaTorah. Then pshiti, you can eat it whichever way you want to. So therefore, the Gemara says, elalav is nefeshua. Our ratio, it's going on the ratio. It says that a poil, lukhur is allowed to dip it into salt and eat it. So, Chorus theory before we had it says, v'loyasos v'melech v'yechol. And now we're saying, no, even by regular poil, he's allowed to dip it into salt. So, where it says, Omer Abaya, tell you, lakash, there's no stira. Kan v'yoretz, kan v'chutzaloretz. So, the Gemara answer is really it's going back to the Sefer. In other words, in the ratio, when you're a regular poyol, and you could only eat with the HaTorah and Echonami, then you're not allowed to dip it into salt, because it's called like Anovim V'dover Achar. But here we're talking about in the ratio where you have permission from the Baal HaBos. And here it's not a shy.